This is the news that doesn't make the news, that should be in the news instead of the other news.
Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Patrick.
Yes, this is in. We started this after, you know, when everyone was talking. Oh, they're still all talking about COVID, even now. And we just got sick of it.
Sick of it. Sometimes it's nice to hear a bit of news that has nothing to do with COVID.
Yeah, that big C word.
Right. Okay. And I know that I'm only allowed to do one of these a week, maybe even one a month if you had your way, but I'm doing another one. It's about space. A newly discovered asteroid.
No.
Is set to make.
You did Space Story yesterday.
Yeah,
space
I know,
head.
But this one just, I could not ignore this.
You did the space one yesterday.
An asteroid is set to make a close approach to Earth on Thursday.
Who cares?
It's going to pass Earth closer than the moon's distance.
Oh, so what?
Even closer than some satellites.
And how far is the distance, mate?
28,254 kilometres.
Okay, that's it. No more.
Oh,
no,
it's, what? It's too far away and too small to be seen with the naked eye.
To other news. That's your last. Oh, it will be your last space story this week because you're going away on Friday and all the next week and then the week after.
Unless Mercury crashes into the sun tomorrow.
To other news, Woolies has accidentally delivered a shopper 17 kilos of carrots. Now, the woman had.
Oh, and you reckon space news is bad?
Come on. Run with me. Okay. This woman had purchased just 2 kilos of carrots in her online grocery order. Has this ever happened to you with your groceries when they've been delivered? Give us a call, 1327 10. What happened? She surprised to find 17 bags of carrots.
17?
Yeah. Bugs Bunny said, 17, and they were filled with carrots. And anyway, it goes on that all these different things. This one lady said that she ordered sweet potatoes, 2 sweet potatoes, got 12. Another lady said, I wanted 12 eggs, got 36. 5 single bananas. Another woman said she ended up with 25, while one family revealed they received $45 worth of ginger for free. And this one pet owner ordered 20 cans of cat food, and they sent me 168.
Oh, that's not on. Surely, when you're picking that order, you think, this is a bit weird. Maybe I'll check.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. No.
17 bags of carrots. Yeah. Carrot soup, kids?
Yeah.
Again?
Have you got a funny little story to end?
No, I've got one serious story.
Oh, sorry. Okay, go on.
It was a marathon.
All right. Okay.
Hit the music, please. Okay. Spain's Diego Mentriga.
Oh, correct pronunciation.
Yeah, that's right. Correct pronunciation. Was at the final moments of a marathon in Santander, in a triathlon, and James Teagle, the Englishman, has come towards the finish line. They're together. They're neck and neck almost.
There they are.
James Teagle takes a wrong turn.
Oh, no.
With the finish line only metres away.
Oh, bloody fool.
You know in a triathlon, they've got to run up and down those fence lines?
Yeah, do they?
Up and down the fence lines once I've taken their shoes off and they're on the run. They're running up and down the fence.
There we go.
He runs. He takes the final turn towards the finish line.
Yes.
James, I'm going to make it. I'm in second place. I'm going to get there.
James!
And he turns the wrong way.
Oh, you bloody fool.
Ran into a fence.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Ran into a fence.
Oh, no.
Spain's Diego Mentriga, correct pronunciation, saw him run into the fence, overtook him to make a podium. Finish. He's on his way to the finish line. He thinks, no, I can't do it.
No, what happened?
And he stopped.
He stopped.
And he waited at the finish line for the Englishman who had just run into a fence.
To get up
and run back. He stuck out his hand.
Oh, no.
As the Englishman approached the finish line, shook his hand and said, after you, sir.
And then he went.
He let him get through in front to take the podium.
No.
How's that for sportsmanship?
And claimed $1 million in first prize money.
Oh, imagine.
Wouldn't you be dirty then?
Maybe as he shook his hand, he said, I want half the prize money.
See, that's true sportsmanship. Something that you should take a leaf out of that bloody bloke's book.
The Spanish guy went, I was never going to beat him.
Yeah.
And I only beat him because he ran into a fence. Because he's an idiot.
That is to other news.